Hello everybody. Today I'm going to talk about how do search engines work. Everything an SEO professional ever wants to know lies in the answer to this question. Looks stupidly simple, doesn't it? Hold on. First of all, what are search engines? Either I can say something like a search engine is a web service that allows you to search and find information from the web using a search query. Or I can simply give you a few examples such as Google, Yahoo, Bing, etc. I'm sure you must have used at least some of them. When a user types a query into the search box, these search engines return a set of websites, often in hundreds of thousands, that have the possible answer to the user's query. I think that's the simplest way of looking at it. Now, what is SEO? You can see various answers to this question coming from many different people. But let's stick to a technical explanation. SEO, or Search Engine Optimization, is a way of helping a website rank in the top results of a search engine for a given search query. Let's say you have a website that sells flowers, and you want your website to appear on Google's results whenever someone types red roses in the search bar. That's when you think about SEO, right? But it isn't that simple. It is the search engines who decide which websites to show in the results for a given query. Yes, that is exactly why you need to understand how search engines work in order to bring a website to the top results that they return. The height of the Eiffel Tower is 324 meters. That's what Google says to me, at least. Search engines give us answers to so many questions every day. But what happens between you hit the search button and you see the results? Literally a lot. Obviously, it is not by any magic that search engines return results for your queries. Nor do they know the answers for everything. Even Einstein didn't. Then how do they do it? Where are the results coming from? Search engines like Google and Bing have a large repository of data from the web, which they call as their index. This index contains a large amount of data about billions of web pages that are on the World Wide Web. The data may include information about various aspects of a given web page, such as the content on the page, which are words, images, videos, etc. Then links in the page that are pointing to other pages on the web. Then links on other pages that are pointing to your page. Then the anchor text, a clickable word or phrase that is used for hyperlinking. Apparently, the above are not the only information the search engines have in their indices. And they have such kind of information in the index about every web page they know about. So this is where the search engines take the results from and return them to you. It might blow your mind to know that there are over 30 trillion individual web pages on the web and the number continues to grow. Now, imagine the amount of data the search engines will have in their indices. Such a huge index didn't appear just out of the blue. Google has built it gradually over the years. Let's see how the search engines build and maintain their index. Crawling the web. The structure of internet is such that it is a web of trillions of pages where those pages are interconnected. Every page links to and is linked from a bunch of other pages. That is why we call it the web. The search engines want the information on every page in the web so that they can return the best results to the queries submitted to them. So the search engines need to access every page, read the information in it, and store it in the index. For this purpose, the search engines have a software program called Spider. Makes sense, doesn't it? Some call it a crawler too. These spiders crawl through a given web page, extracts the information in it, follows the links in the page which leads to a few other web pages, crawls through them, extracts information and follows the links in those pages. This process is reiterated numerous times to gather information on a huge load of web pages. The spiders then return to the search engine's indexing servers and pass on the information they gathered. The server reads through the information, sorts them, categorizes them, and stores them in the index. Meanwhile, the spiders keep crawling the web constantly to find newly created web pages, as well as to track the existing web pages for any changes since the last time they crawled. Now, here comes the most interesting and the most challenging part. How do you find the best possible websites that answer a particular query from billions of web pages, that is within milliseconds? Get the answer in my next podcast, friends, and thanks for listening and have a lovely day.